Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. Morning, Alan.
Colm, a couple of issues to discuss with you. First off, we heard yesterday from Adrian Cummins, the Chief Executive of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. He is bullying at the moment over what he feels the failure of government to look after the sector. Can we localise it a little bit? What's your view on what we heard yesterday from Adrian Cummins?
No, there is no doubt about it. It's very frustrating. I'm not suggesting the politicians are not listening, but in fairness, they're not acting fast enough on the calamity that really is happening in front of us in hospitality at the moment, and maybe even in other businesses. But certainly, restaurants, any businesses that are food led, has had an absolute nightmare of a start to this year. When you think of it, the VAT rate was increased by 50% from 9% to 13.5% only last September. We've had minimum wage increases of up to 12% increase, which is great. I mean, I'm delighted to see that happening if we can all afford it and if the public can pay it. But competitiveness is becoming a real problem now. Holiday pay was introduced last year, mandatory, and it's increased from 3 to 5 days this year. That's been taken up and it's a cost to the business. They're talking about auto enrollment coming in at the end of this year. In all fairness, anyone would think there was big margins in some of these businesses to be able to soak up these extra costs. They're just not there. Any cafe owner, any restaurant owner, they're working for single-digit profits if there's any profit in it. Lots of them are working for a pure wage. And when you load these costs on those businesses where they don't feel they're able to pass on the increased costs to the public can only bear so much the cost on their coffee, on their lunches, on their nights out, and they'll just choose not to go out. And that's what's happening in some of these restaurants. And there's a number of high profile restaurants we've seen ourselves in the last couple of months in the Wexford area, closures of people that have been in the industry for many years doing a great job. The government, we're certainly the Irish Hotels Federation, of which I'm the vice president at the moment of the National Council, we're constantly sending the same message into them, and they seem to be listening, they seem to understand it, but there is nothing happening to assist these businesses. They're talking about tinkering around the edges with rates rebates. They're talking now about possible PRSI relief of some sort, but when you plug those numbers in, they don't come anywhere near the sort of extra costs that have gone on in the last number of months on these businesses. And these businesses are the core to our tourism. As chair of Visit Wexford in Wexford, I'm very concerned about the long-term damage that's been done to the very fabric of what we have to offer our visitors and residents alike. The closures of these restaurants, anyone will see Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday night, it's hard to get a restaurant open at all because they have to close their doors to try and keep the costs down.
What do you think needs to be done urgently then?
In all honesty, they don't want to do a U-turn on the VAT. What, 4.5% of a VAT reduction back to the 9% for any of those food-led businesses is desperately needed. And I hear about people saying, well, will they give that back then to the public? It's not about giving it back to the public. The 4.5% haven't been added onto the costs since they went up because the operators have felt that they can't keep pushing the price and expect the business to come in. So it's about whether they're going to add those prices on to the public, to the costs at the moment. And in all honesty, we don't feel we can put those prices on the carvery, on the coffee, etc., because we're pushing ourselves into a completely uncompetitive place. We used to compete with other European countries, and we're not a cheap country. We know that, and we don't try to be a Portugal or a Spain. We just can't. No way can we afford to do that with the costs we have of running businesses. But there's a certain level beyond which, if you go, people will vote with their feet, and they'll get on the planes, and they won't come to Ireland, and we just won't have the visitor numbers. This coming summer, the forward bookings in the hotels in Wexford are not nearly as strong as other years. Look, I'm confident it'll come, but it'll be coming later. But it's a real concern. And those are people that are walking on our streets, that are spending money in our shops, and that's driving on the economy that employs 270,000 people in this country, is the hotel industry.
Strong words of caution there from you, Colin. But before we conclude our conversation with you this morning, a little bit of positive news. The new roof on Monk Street, where you have it's your Crown Quarter area, and officially launched yesterday.
Yeah, great news there, Alan, in fairness. And obviously, it's a step forward, and we're very grateful, obviously, for both the investment from both Fáil, Ireland, and Wexford County Council in providing the roof and taking the initiative to help give us something to shout about, I suppose, and to be able to give something different to the public. The publicans on the street have had a couple of meetings. I've been attending those, and we've got some exciting things to kick off there in the long weekend coming up, June long weekend. We in the Crown are running a big festival weekend that weekend, Crown Fest, and we expect a lot of people, maybe 800 or 900 people per day into the area for that. And we're going to try to take advantage of that then in the roofed area by having a bit of a gig along Monk Street at about 4 o'clock that Saturday evening of the long weekend, to kick off then that every Saturday, maybe around 7 p.m. we're still kicking that around, we'll have some sort of entertainment in the street to try to give people an alternative. They don't necessarily have to buy drink, they can just enjoy the ambience and the atmosphere. And when that roof is closed in, it's fantastic down there, really. So it's all about getting more happening under the roof now, and we'll try and do our bit with that too. So, as I say, very grateful for it. I think it'll be a great initiative, and very, as they say, Instagrammable, that hopefully will attract more and more visitors to the town, which in turn obviously sends a spend all around.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.